my work is used by people in national security. I was just on the Hill talking to several congressional offices on Thursday, and the staffers told me, we feel the absence of your voice. We depend on your research.
Joan Donovan is an assistant professor at Boston University and one of the world's leading experts in disinformation. She studied how people can get radicalized online and how social media can have real-world consequences, like the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Recently, Donovan said that she was silenced by her former employer, Harvard University.
They stopped me from being able to use my research funding. They took away or terminated the position of research director that I was in, and they got rid of my team.
And since leaving Harvard, Donovan has blown the whistle. She's accusing the university of bowing to pressure from Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Donovan was increasingly critical of Meta because of the dangers she said the platform poses to society worldwide.
This is probably the biggest issue coming to my mind that relates to technology, and the pace of disinformation is unfortunately accelerating.
Joseph Menn covers technology for The Post, and he has been closely following Donovan's case against Harvard. That's because, he says, if Meta really did influence Harvard to push Donovan out because of her research about Facebook, it could have profound implications for democracy in the U.S. and abroad.
There are fewer checks on the spread of misinformation going into incredibly important elections around the world.
Today, we hear about the case of Joan Donovan and what her story reveals about big tech companies and their increasing power at universities. Jo will explain how these companies can influence and shape what we know or don't know about how they operate and affect our world in so many ways.